The September 11th terror attacks have had a devastating impact on airlines and the tourism industry worldwide. South Africa is an exception. It's experiencing a boom as American and European visitors arrive in large numbers at a destination they believe is safe. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Cape Town.
South Africans broke out the band and rolled out the red carpet for passengers disembarking from this cruise ship docking in Cape Town. South Africa has seen a 50% rise in cruise ship visits over the past 3 months compared to the same period last year. Most of the new bookings are the result of cruise ships that were rerouted to South Africa after the September 11th terror attacks made the original route through the Suez Canal to Singapore seem unsafe to many travelers. Dave Craddock, a spokesman for one of the cruise companies, said after the change in routes, the liner sold out in no time.
I think the fact that we were able to get over 500 passengers at very short notice was a lot to do with the fact that we were coming to Southern Africa. I think people knew by the itinerary it was going to be safe.
One of the ship passengers is Murphy Coles, a real estate developer from Pensacola, Florida. For Coles, the relative safety of a cruise to South Africa was a welcome relief from all the talk of war and terror back home.
I think, basically speaking, this could be one of the safest places that you could be if you're in that type of tenseness about traveling throughout the world. I wouldn't want to be any other place right now.
British physical therapist Susie Baxter said she had planned to vacation in the U.S., but the terror attacks changed all that. She's struck by the irony of the African continent with its reputation in the West for wars, tribal conflicts, and disease becoming more attractive since September 11 to tourists like her. Baxter says she feels safer in South Africa despite the country's high crime rate.
But with the advent of September the 11th and America now being off limits because people are saying that's probably one of the most dangerous places, Africa seems quite a peaceful place to come after all that.
Thousands more tourists are also coming by airline. Not one international carrier has cut the number of flights to South Africa. Most European airlines are sharply raising the number of flights or switching to jumbo jets to deal with the demand. Richem Kondo, a spokesman for South African Airways, says his company has nearly sold out its flights from Europe through next April.
It is true that many people would rather go to a place where there are no fear factors, such as the war and the war talk that is going on in the U.S.
Mkondo says the airline has been reluctant to use advertising to exploit the perception of South Africa as a safe destination for Americans and Europeans, but President Thabo Mbeki has no such qualms. In a recent press briefing, Mbeki said South Africa should advertise all its tourism advantages, including its relative safety.
Certainly what we're doing now is to step up our own communication about the tourism and attractiveness of this country, including that.
In addition to touting itself as a safe destination, officials are also pointing out that the local currency, the rand, is at record lows against the dollar and the euro, which means, of course, that tourist money will go a lot farther in South Africa. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Cape Town.